As we've been hearing, the federal government-run auction is underway. I asked Tony Wood, the program director of the energy program at the Grattan Institute, how it's meant to work.
This idea is to contract directly with operators of projects in a whole range of industries to reduce emissions. That is, the government will pay under a contract you or me to reduce emissions in whatever activity we put forward, which would significantly reduce emissions.
There might be a piggery in the countryside, and the pigs produce a lot of methane, which is a pollution problem. How does that fit into this sort of auction?
Well, if the owners of that piggery thought that there were things they could do to reduce the emissions, for example, they might say, well, we could capture those emissions and maybe even use them for some other useful purpose, but it's going to cost money. What they could do is put in a bid to the process under this emissions reduction fund. It's like a reverse auction. The cheapest bid gets the deal. You would put in a bid and you say, look, I reckon in my piggery I could reduce the greenhouse gas emissions from this operation by 10,000 tonnes a year. And I reckon I can do that for $12 a tonne. And you might put in a bid to do something else. And then the government regulator who runs this auction will choose the cheapest projects to get the big maximum bang for their buck. And if your piggery is one of those cheapest projects, then you will get a contract to reduce emissions over the next 3, 5 or 7 years.
What safeguards are there to stop someone taking federal money and failing to spend it on reducing carbon pollution? The piggery goes out of business or they're lazy or ineffective. What happens?
Sure, you don't get the money up front. You only get the money when you actually deliver the emissions. So you get the contract up front. That is, you might say, I can do this over 5 years. So the government regulator says, yes, we'll give you a contract and we'll pay you $12 a tonne for every tonne of emissions you deliver, emissions reduction you deliver over the next 5 years. Now, if a couple of years go okay, but then as you said, your business gets into trouble, you close down or something, you don't get any more money. Obviously, the government doesn't get its emissions reductions either, but of course, that would then see what happens next. But you don't get paid what you don't deliver.
With the auction itself, why go through the auction process rather than just handing out federal money to worthy projects where people say, I'll reduce pollution, this is what I plan to do over the next 5 years?
Well, two reasons. One is that what you'd like to do is make sure that you choose the projects which are the lowest cost. And the government has a fixed budget. It's allocated to do this, so $2.5 billion allocated in the election campaign when this government was elected. And they've said, we want to get the maximum emissions reduction for the $2.5 billion. And therefore, what we want to do is get the cheapest emissions reduction we can find. And one way to get the cheapest emissions reduction you can find is to run this reverse auction. It's a bit like if you want to sell your house, you want to get the maximum price. One of the best ways to do that is to run an auction.
Tony Wood, do you think it will work?
I think the auction will work, yes. I think the government will be successful in buying emissions reduction up to a point. The real question is whether this process will actually be able to deliver the emissions reduction that the government needs to achieve our overall target. And now's the first time that this process will be tested. It's been used in other parts of the world to support the development of renewable energy projects very successfully. The concept of a reverse auction is fine. The real question is can the government buy enough emissions reduction through this process for the money it's got, $2.5 billion, to achieve the target? Some people say no, some people say yes. This will be the first time we get some real information to help make that judgment.
Tony Wood, who heads the energy program at the Grattan Institute.